From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Friday, December 13th, 2019. I'm Marty Turman. Anderson Valley's homegrown duo, The Real Sarahs, have come a long way since they first sang together nearly 10 years ago at Herb School in Ukiah. Their seamless harmonies and musical adroitness have led to backup gigs with artists like Ozo Motley, Keller Williams, and Rising Appalachia. Their songwriting chops have drawn attention. They'll perform tonight with guitarist Alex DeGrassi and Casper, and they've been touring with bass player Jen Rund. But it began with two voices, Sarah Larkin.
When I met Sarah and we sang together, it just, something just clicked. Like it was this really musical synergy that was just so effortless. Like we just totally got each other. And we both have, you know, a lot of musical history, a lot of training. And I think we both had such a desire to cultivate and like spark that love of music again. And we both have really wide vocal ranges. And so she could take the lead and I'll take the harmony, or vice versa. Either of us can go high or go low. And once we started sharing each other's songs and then getting into songwriting, it was just, that was it. I mean, it's just kind of, we've been sort of inseparable musically since. There's just this hunger that both of us have and this sort of way that we feed each other musically. That's been really, it's been hugely influential. We didn't plan this, so we're find ourselves in this funny position now of, you know, being successful.
We've gotten this far by the seat of our pants.
Because we were just in this creative flow of making our music and putting it out there, and really it's been the demand of our friends and family and fans to keep going that has made it what it is. And now we're at a point where we've pretty much committed our entire everything to this band, and now we get to kind of choose where we want to go, and that's pretty exciting actually. But it's kind of a new thing that we're just feeling like, okay, what if we actually said, okay, these are our goals? It sounds so funny.
Sarah Larkin has sold her nursery in Boonville, and Sarah Ryan's work is flexible enough to allow for the demands of the music business.
I have not been able to let go of the day job personally, but I have a lot of more overhead in my life in terms of, you know, I have a 14-year-old. And so I'm running a preschool out of my house. It's a Waldorf-inspired preschool. It's four mornings a week, so it really goes fairly well with my music career. I get long weekends and summers off, and we plan our spring tour around my spring break from my school. And this last year was kind of a level up. I got a substitute teacher, so we started doing a fall tour, and my substitute teacher comes in, and it's a wonderful local lady, and the kids really love her. So I don't know, I've just kind of cultivated a life where I can do both.
This has been interesting, you know, trying to figure out how to make it as a musician. We hear a lot of doom and gloom stories. You get a lot of questions like, oh, can you really make a living doing that? Well, it'd be harder in San Francisco, and we see a lot of our friends and musical peers down there really struggling to make it work. But living in Mendocino County not only makes it more financially affordable, but it's such a beautiful place to be, and it's so inspiring. So it's this great juxtaposition of like going on the road, mm-hmm. doing our work, coming home to this beautiful place and having ourselves be nourished and filled back up and getting the inspiration to write and work and kind of continue.
The women do everything themselves, from booking gigs to promoting the band on social media. That takes time and energy, and they're concerned about preserving the space for writing songs.
When I first started writing, it was all about a release of emotion. I would get a really intense emotion, and I would need to process it, and that was how I would process it. You know, we're touring so much, and it just turns out that when you're so busy performing and touring, you don't have a lot of time for introspection and songwriting.
Lots of cool songs come in the shower. I get songs in the car all the time while I'm doing other things. I constantly have my phone with me, and I'm recording voice memos while I'm driving down the road. If something comes to me, I've learned to really try to capture that melody, and sometimes I don't get back to it for a long time, but some real cool ideas can come from just inspiration from everyday life.
The Sarah's 2017 release, Afternoon with the Dirty Birds, showcases their diverse songwriting talents. Their 2018 album, Headed for the Hills, recorded in one day on one microphone, displays their roots as acoustic musicians. They're now looking for a female producer to work with them on a third release.
I mean, we're not called the Real Sarahs for nothing. I mean, it was sort of a joke how we got our name, but honestly, like, we really put our real selves out there. We're real people. We're very approachable. We're very vulnerable. We're really honest. We're really open-hearted and heartfelt in what we do. And I think our audience is really, it comes through in our music. It comes through in our songwriting, a lot of our stories, our own stories, our own experiences. And I think we put that out there in a real way. And I think people really get that. And so we're looking to work with and collaborate with people who really get that and are not just in it to be mercenary, but really feel like the world needs what we have to offer. I came here for singing.
I want to leave the past in the past. Make the most of... For KZYX News, I'm Marty Derlin. For all of our stories, including photos and more, visit kzyx.org.